Cry Argentina to the World presents Great Argentine Songs and Their Stories. Today we bring you Se Dice de Mí, They Say of Me, a milonga song that anticipated feminism. One of the most popular milongas in tango is Se Dice de Mí, with lyrics by Ivo Pelay and music by Francisco Canaro. To date, it is representative of women that have a strong character, a strong will, that are not at all interested in social or body image conventions. This song was featured in a salsa version for a Colombian soap opera called Ugly Betty. And for this, the series received a Grammy for Best Audiovisual Adapted Musical Composition. The original lyrics, however, were written by Pelay Canaro with a male perspective. The character that sings is a man, and is extravagant, mischievous, and he shows off, he's kind of proud of his ugliness. This song was first recorded in 1943 by Uruguayan singer Carlos Roldán, who thought of the duo from the very beginning because of the style of singing the lyrics and the compadrito way of saying them. There are numerous words from Lunfardo used in the song, which further accentuate the playful character that Pelay wanted to give to the lyrics of the milonga he was writing about. So when he talks about fiero, he means ugly. The compadrón air makes reference to an arrogant way of walking, and napia is a Lunfardo word for nose. The names also make reference to women who worked in brothels at the time, usually foreigners. Let us listen now to a little bit of the first part of the lyrics in Spanish, and then I'll try to do a little bit of translation, because you know, translating poetry, especially Lunfardo lyrics of tango, is something that is not an accurate science. Here we go.
Se dice de mí, se dice de mí. Se dice que soy fiero, que camino en lo más levo, que soy chueco, que me muevo.
It is said of me, it is said of me that I am ugly, that I walk like a gangster, that I'm crooked, and that I move with a cocky air, that I look like Acosta, that my napia, my nose, is pointy. That looks don't help me. They say my mouth looks like a mailbox. If I look at René or Luisa or Mimi, the girls would be talking about me. They would be criticizing me if I've already lost an eye. They check if I go, if I come, if I went, they're always paying attention to that. They say I'm ugly, even more so if they don't care, because they lose their minds taking care of me, regardless if I'm good looking or not. Carlos Roldán, the original singer, or the singer of the original version of the song, was, as I mentioned, from Uruguay. He had been born in La Comercial neighborhood in Montevideo, Uruguayan's capital. According to his biographers, he stood out from a very young age for being very friendly and also being very, very courageous.
Yo sé que muchas que le aprecio compran quieren y suspiro ni se muere cuando piensan en mi amor. Y más de una se derrite si suspiro y se queda si la viro resoplando como un flor. Si fiero soy, pongámosle.
I know that many who despise me, they sigh about me, and they die when they think of my love. And more than one melts if I sigh. And it stays if I look at if, like put in like a Ford. Mucho Don Juan me la envidió y no dirán que me engrupí porque modesto siempre fui. Yo soy así. I'm like that, says the song. The original song that we are, the one we are paying attention to now, because this is not the famous one, we'll get to that. This milonga song, which is this very typical, very catchy, contagious groove, that's a milonga, very typical subgenre of tango, very danceable as well. This song was successful, but the lyrics, as I said at the beginning, were sung from a male's perspective, and in tango lore, a man always comes on top, and he's the one that is like the boss, even in pain and abandonment. Enters Ana Laura Merelo, Tita Merelo, and that's when the story of this song takes a very interesting turn. She had fought since childhood many prejudices. She actually had a pretty tough childhood. She was raised in orphanages, and she lived in miserable boarding houses of Buenos Aires. She really had to make her way into the show business of Buenos Aires, but not a lot of help. It was she who led the milonga song to a tremendous success, which was also a turning point in the history of tango as a genre because of the role of women in tango. Up until that moment, women were muses in tango, but they were not like very important characters, with some exceptions of course, but Tita Merelo really created a character and opened a path for many women in tango to follow, many female singers of tango to follow. Legend has it that when Carlos Gardel heard her version of Se Dice de Mí, declared that it was a disaster, but even that opinion, the opinion of Carlos Gardel, was not enough to bring Tita down, and she came as one of the best singers of all times because of her attitude, because of her intelligence and her hard work. In her moment of glory, critics would compare her to Edith Piaf. They would say she's the Edith Piaf of Buenos Aires or the Marlene Dietrich of San Telmo. In 1954, Tita asked lyricist Pelay to change the lyrics of the milonga Se Dice de Mí to make fun of her love failures and the criticism she was always the target of because of her character and because, well, basically all of the prejudices for towards women in a very masculine world such as that of tango. One of her loves, if not her only love, was actor Luis Andrini, whom she remembered until her death and whom she mentions in the renewed lyrics of the song. When Merelo's version was recorded, the Pelay Canaro duo rose to prominence thanks to that rendition. And this success of the song transcended Argentina, even with the words in Lunfardo, which can be pretty hard to understand for other Spanish speakers that are not from the Buenos Aires area. There are also very local references, and even there is the mention of another jockey, Leguizamo, that a famous horse racer, jockey, famous in the times of Gardel, that Gardel also honored in some of his songs.
Dice de mí se dice. se dice que soy fiera, que camino a los manejos, que soy chueca y que me muevo con un aire compadrón, que parezco Leguizamo. Mi nariz es puntiaguda, la figura no me ayuda y mi boca es un buzón. Si charlo con Luis, con Pedro o con Juan, hablando de mí, los hombres están. Critican si ya la línea perdí, se fijan si voy, si vengo o si fui. Se dicen muchas cosas, mas si el bulto no interesa, ¿por qué pierden la cabeza ocupándose de mí?
It is said of me, it is said that I'm ugly, that I walk like a gangster, that I'm crooked, and that I move with a cocky head. That's just like the original version, and then some of the changes, that I look like Leguizamo, my shape doesn't help. If I talk to Luis, Pedro or Juan, men are talking about me. They criticize me if I already lost the line, but they lose their minds caring about me. That's basically a rough translation of Tita's version of the song. The year after the recording, Tita sings the milonga in a film called Mercado de Abasto. In the film, catapults the song to stardom, and Tita as well. It was a critical and box office success and ended up positioning her in the world of the undisputed stars of the moment back then. Tita said many years later that it was only then, after the film was released and she met this success, that she felt she had been able to turn the story around, the story of her life around. She had been born in 1904 and died in 2002. She constantly sought to be loved and at the same time took shelter in the most absolute solitude. This was Great Argentine Songs and Their Stories, a feature by producer Silvana Avellaneda. Today we brought you Se Dice de Mí, They Say About Me. Okay, before signing off, let's go over the